morning.
Hi, Ruth. How are you?
Excuse me. I'm fine, thank you. I think I need a drink.
Okay.
Dennis's sisters are coming over today. I hope the, how's the past looking from your point of view?
Say that again?
How's the past looking from over there?
I don't know. I don't know because none of us have been going across just lately, but I know that it snowed down here some. You know, it's not an extreme amount, but we have had... So I assume that it snowed on the pass, but I don't know anything more than that. I wish I did.
Yeah, Dennis said yesterday that they were requiring chains, and so I think it's all cleared up by the time they try to come over. Good morning.
Good morning, Ruth.
Well, good morning. Did you get my email?
Yes, I did. I reached a certain point, and then I can't seem to get to where I need to be, but I'll work on it more today. Okay?
Okay, well, maybe we could talk and see. And I excuse me. I'll probably send the slides again, and then you can replace them because I've already changed them.
Oh, okay.
But then I assume you did have a PowerPoint so that you could open them.
Got it.
Do you have PowerPoint Reader or do you have PowerPoint Professional or whatever it is?
I got the PowerPoint.
Reader or Professional?
I think it's the Professional. I don't know. Roman does all that stuff for me.
Okay, so you could open up and move the slide if you wanted to.
Oh, you mean edit the slide?
Right.
Yes.
Okay, that's the other one. You can just read it, that's it. So, good morning. Let's see, Donna.
Good morning. How are
good
you?
Good morning. I'm fine, thank you.
Good.
You and Karen certainly did a good job yesterday.
Oh, thank you.
So today we're going to continue with a few more toxins.
Okay.
You say you are going to?
Yes.
Ah, good.
It's just what we need, more toxins. I can't believe. You know, when we were growing up, we didn't have all these toxins. Of course, we did have DDT, and we did have, what else did we have? I don't remember what else we had. And then when our kids were little, we had all those sprays they were putting on the orchard, which we were living in, which I attribute to some of the reactions that I have, sensitivities or whatever they are.
Yeah.
Getting sprayed on in the orchard. And I don't know if that's where I got the mercury. I have mercury.
You do?
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah. My body is high in mercury. I had gone to chelation, but I haven't gone for a while. Hard for me to get over there and get it unchelated or chelated.
Where do you go for that?
It's over near the South Center Mall at the Tahoma Clinic.
Oh. And what do they do when they do that?
They run some kind of chemical through your body that removes the mercury and other toxic metals.
Huh. Wow. Well.
So.
You can't just do a natural chelation?
Well, I have been doing one by mouth for a long time, but I haven't been tested again. It's in a half day or more urine test thing afterwards, and then they test that. But I never get finished, so I've never been tested again yet.
Huh. Well, let me know how that goes, and let me know what you do by mouth.
There's a product called Cardio One, I think. If Dennis has one, I can see what.
I guess
it
is. Do you
supposed to clean out your blood vessels?
It does what?
squeeze out your blood vessels, supposedly.
Oh. That's good.
There's so many things. Like, I like to listen. I like some of the things that, yeah, Cardio First is made by somebody. You gotta take so many things, you wouldn't even believe it. There's a, you know, there's Dr. McCullough, who's online, and he has some really good information sometimes, that he has so many things that he is selling. You never know whether he's selling something or it's manufactured exclusively by First, by, oh, this, no, this is First Fitness is where he gets it out of Texas. First Fitness. That's one T. Dr. McCullough has so many advertising, you never know whether he's just trying to advertise his products or what. That's why I like Dr. Blaylock so well, is he doesn't advertise anything. Once in a while, he'll recommend something.
Well, there's sure a lot of avenues for us to explore in being able to understand what to do for ourselves.
That is very true. But just getting organic, I think, helps. And, you know, and we feel like we're frustrated. I guess maybe that's why some people just want to bury their head in the sand. Maybe I better get my ostrich picture out here again. It makes you feel that way when there's just so many toxins.
Yeah.
So many wrong choices, and that's without us even going and having pink slime for breakfast. Whatever.
Isn't that crazy? Well, you know what it boils down to? Every time I bring this up, you know what Cynthia says back to me? She said, Mom, we're supposed to be growing our own gardens. And when possible, you raise your own meat. Anyway. She's always putting it back in my lap that I've got to do.
Oh. We ought to go do our own hunting and our own fishing.
Yeah.
In the wild.
Yeah.
Well, we better get busy. Well, there's a lot of choices, like you say. So let's go ahead and get started. Good morning, everybody. Who else is here? Good morning, Donna and Karen and Kathleen. I can see, and Monty, I can see on the computer participants. And so who else is here on the phone with us? Anybody else want to speak up? Say who you are and where you're calling from. Good morning.
Hi, Ruth. It's Mary Lou.
Good morning, Mary Lou.
Good
We're just
morning.
Going to get started.
Pardon me?
So we're just going to, I was just saying we're to Mary Lou, we're just going to get started.
Okay.
After I get, turn off the chime. So good morning, everyone. We are moving along to the end of our quarter, and since I learned quite a bit yesterday from Karen and Donna about inflammation, and I was wondering what, and I am speaking today. Mary Lou and I traded places because the Dennis's sisters are coming today, and they will be here tomorrow morning, and I may not be able to get on the call. Actually, Mary Lou, I think I did send you the slides. I have slightly changed them. And I might send them over to you a few of them over again today. And so here we are. This is where we're going if we don't make changes. Through inflammation, a culprit that can be a silent killer or lead to chronic pain. So that should give us a good reason why we want to know what we're doing and where we're going. Because eating toxins and being acidic and not taking care of that and avoiding that will lead to these diseases that are on this list, the top three killers being heart disease, cancer, and stroke. They're epidemic. And these other additional inflammatory diseases, I will read to them for the sake of those who are listening and can't see them, are diabetes and also prescription drug use, Alzheimer's, numerous forms of arthritis and lupus, inflammatory bowel diseases. We hear that about that a lot. We hear about these all of them way too often. Age-related macular degeneration, people losing their sight, and definitely that can even be reversed with our magnetic products. But the thing is not to have the problem to begin with. Usually it's related to diabetes, but not always. Sepsis is an infection in the bloodstream. This is the way that a lot of people die when they get to the hospital. They are treated only with antibiotics and not with necessarily with nutrition and vitamin C. Autoimmune diseases, including lupus and multiple sclerosis. Other diseases and ending in itis, such as meningitis and all the other itises. Acne, allergies. The question is, how will you or I and all of us avoid inflammation? And so what we're doing is a mission, is helping people to learn about how to avoid these. And one of the things that we have pointed out already is the MSG and glutamate that's so poisonous to our body. Whether you notice you've been attacked by MSG with migraine headaches or with zigzags in front of your eyes, ocular migraines, or other kinds of headaches usually, or you have noticed nothing at all when you eat products with MSG, you are still being attacked with them. They kill your neurons and your brain. And so now we have realized that they have, they want to have that MSG. The companies want to have the MSG in their foods because they're addictive to you. And then you want to eat more and more of their products. And they are in almost every package box and bag that you can find. They can even now put in no MSG on the bag because they changed the name. It's no longer MSG. Now it's texture protein, or it's soy protein, or it's soy sauce, or it's spices. That's a very common one. Matter of fact, I added it to the list myself. This is Dr. Blaylock's list, my favorite neurosurgeon-turned-nutritional researcher. It can say enzymes, good grief, yeast extract, gelatin, I can't figure that one out, whey protein, condensed milk, powdered milk. I did not know that those were including MSG, and sometimes they probably don't. If it does say organic, we should be safe from MSG. Be aware of foods that are not manufactured but are natural. Roquefort cheese, extremely high. Parmesan, very high. I don't know if it's in all of that. I know I can eat some Parmesan cheese because, I don't eat a cup full of it or anything and not have a problem. So since I'm so sensitive, I think I might be a good person to tell you if it has it in it or not. But I'm sure some of it does and probably some of it doesn't. Gluten, no wonder. Portobello mushrooms, that's where I really got. Well, I was eating so many of them. I really reacted to that. So tomato sauces, I can't use those very much. Snack chips, you can see that usually on the label. But, and then also we want to avoid the genetically modified foods. I'm very concerned about this for children. And, of course, it's in all the corn and soy and everything that they are eating, many dairy products. And because it does genetic modification. That's how they are made, and then they attack your body in that way by damaging cells, attacking them. So some foods are naturally high fluoride content and accumulates in the organs of the body, including the thyroid. low thyroid function is a leading cause for elevated cholesterol levels. And I believe I have read that somewhere there is something, information coordinates with fluoride and inability to conceive. So some of these things are really important for those people who are wanting to begin their family or who have little children. So now, what is likely to happen that you might know if you have toxic reactions? Some of you might want to share when you've been in contact, what signs when you have been too acidic or have met up with a toxin, which one of these signs that I have listed here, headaches, fatigue, digestion problems, sight problems, especially zigzags in front of your eyes, or some other flashing lights. I guess everybody doesn't get zigzags. Blood sugar problems, breathing problems, dry or itching skin, swelling, numbness, brain sluggish, or just plain old can't remember things. Above the waist, oversized, is a sign that we are inflamed, that you are heading right straight for a heart attack. Irregular heart rate, high blood pressure, these are danger signs and need to make changes. I'm pausing so that if you would like to make a comment, we'd love having discussion on here.
This is Donna, and I used to make homemade spaghetti sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And when I would make it, I'd eat it. And then sometime during the night, I'd wake up and I couldn't breathe. It was like I was hyperventilating. And it wasn't until years later I figured it out. It's the MSG in the tomato paste. I cannot use tomato paste in the cans.
Yeah, it's high in glutamate. Generally, tomatoes are high in glutamate, but I can eat pretty much quite a few tomatoes. I eat tomatoes almost every day without a problem, but that tomato paste is the same with me. And I don't have a breathing problem. It affects her, Donna, differently than, and it affects everybody in a different way.
We need
to recognize our own way. Hmm?
Ruth, at that time, I did not have asthma, though. It was only what happened when I'd eat that tomato paste, and I could not figure it out. You know, I finally figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Ruth, Ruth, I don't know that glutamate or what all these things you've been naming off that cause irregular heartbeat, because that is something that I have, you know, the, anyway, atrial fibrillation. Yeah, and I would like to know, because the thing that has changed it so dramatically for me is using the Osteodense, and I'm curious about this irregular heartbeat. Are there other things that I'm not aware of that causes irregular heartbeat? Now, I don't have it anymore simply because I take Osteodense, but I'm just curious about what else can bring that on.
Well, then, for you, the problem wasn't a blood sugar problem. It wasn't eating a glutamate problem. It was that you didn't have your calcium getting to your cells, like you have told us and taught us about the need for our cells to have us to have our systems working properly, such as our heart, has to have calcium. If we don't have the transportation system in our body to get the calcium from our bones to our heart or wherever, then you're going to have an irregular heartbeat. And if I don't, I'm going to have really bad digestion. So that's why we have so many good side effects from taking osteodense, is because we're getting the minerals to where they need. And if we don't have that UPS FedEx system in our body called osteodense, then we are going to have problems somewhere, and we just need to recognize that that's what the problem is. And sometimes that's a hard one to have people realize that that's what the problem is.
I love your statement about UPS and FedEx transportation. That's good.
Okay.
This is Donna
yes?
again. I hate to keep interrupting you, but I just looked up on the internet about MST and irregular heartbeat, and it said MST can cause irregular heartbeat, atrial fibrillation, rapid heartbeat, called I can't pronounce that.
Tachycardia.
So I just wanted to share that.
Okay,
oh.
Thank you, Donna. Well, you're a quick looker-upper. All right, now today's one I'm going to talk about, since Donna and Sharon talked about some toxins yesterday, I thought, wow, we need to talk a little bit about the toxic 12. And the toxic 12 are some of the chemicals that are put into skincare products in particular. And this is a toxic 12 listed here for, I guess I'll read them off. I don't know. If you need a toxic 12 list, I think I'll send it to you. Because I don't even know if I can say all these things. I will send it to you sometime. I don't think it's going to be today.
Sometime.
Maybe somebody else can send it to you. I know about several of us have it. Who is it who needs it?
Kathleen.
Who can send it? I will not be able to do it before I leave for Texas, probably. Mary Lou, do you have it?
Yes, I've got it. I can send it.
Okay, thank you. If you guys know my email, send it to me and I'll forward it to Mary Lou. If you have Mary Lou's address, of course, send it to her. Okay, one example I looked at, started, I thought, okay, I want to know exactly what these things are, the dioxin here, and I looked that up, and that was horrible. It is a range of chemical compounds which are known to exhibit dioxin-like toxicity. Well, that didn't tell me very much, but it said, for an example, one of the chemical compounds might be this tetrachlorobenzoin dioxin or something like that, and that is a component of Agent Orange. Well, that doesn't sound very good. Now, I did note here that not all of the toxic 12 are this damaging, and I couldn't find any place, and I didn't look terribly long, where this triclosan Donna was talking about yesterday, that she reacts to, and the phthalates, and I even looked at benzoyl peroxide here, and they, I didn't find, even on the EWG site, that those were very toxin-like, probably the dioxin is. And I think the ones that are most common that I've seen are the DEA, and number 11 and 12, the lauryl sulfate and lauryl sulfate are very common in the skincare. And I ran out of time and didn't look up the PBA and everything down here in sunscreen, but I have long felt that sunscreen was not something that I was supposed to put on my body. Yes, and a few days ago, though, I did order one that's organic from Vitacost, since we're going to Texas, and I know that Dennis always wants a sunscreen. And so I wanted to use an organic one. Okay, so
there's also a children's one that I found at the health food store that looked really pure a year or two ago, and I've been using that.
Oh, thanks, Kathleen. Some of those are on the Vitacost site where I order some things.
Oh, good.
By having a team together, we can keep a watch out and see what people are talking about. Don't spend all your NECAN time there, but if we all use our eyes and ears to find the information and then email it into people who are giving the call, the lessons or being the hosts, or just share it on the call, then we can all benefit from that. All right, so what are we going to put on our skin? Well, look right here. We have a picture of NECAN Skincare Certified Organic. This is not just certified organic. It's eco-certified. And when True Elements were first introduced, no other skincare products could qualify for EcoCert, which is in Europe. And they decided that there was too much junk in all the skincare products, and they were going to to have some products, have a group that certified the ones that were truly organic. Well, that when they came out with it, nobody else could even get in except for the Nikan skincare. And so they did lower it a little bit so that the one or two, I can't remember, got in, but that's been a while, and I don't know if there are more or not. But so not too long after that, I think we were in Hawaii, and some lady was trying to give us something to put on our skin in the department store. I said, well, is it certified organic? And she looked at me like I was crazy. And I said, I don't think so. She said, I don't think so. I don't know anything about that. And then I told her just a little bit that there is a skincare that is completely organic. She didn't seem too interested. So you can find out more about that with a Nikan quick reference sheets about the products and everything. But it's a way that we can put on, lotions and things on our skin, which is, of course, our largest organ of our body, and we absorb so everything. Everything you put on your skin's well full of holes, as you all know. And everything goes right in. And so that's another way that we can get a lot of toxins, even the toxic 12, right into our body. Any experiences or other things to add about this?
Well, it's just that your skin, like we brought up yesterday, your skin is designed to keep bacteria out, but it is not designed to keep out these chemicals that we have created. So whenever we put anything on our skin, we have to evaluate what is in that thing. And like Ruth's saying, the Nikan skincare is the safest avenue to be going. But then you have to think of other things that you might be exposing your skin to other than, you know, your skincare products, that you have to be careful about any chemical that you have in and or around your skin.
Thank you, Karen. It makes me really concerned about our children, our grandchildren, the things that they get onto their skin. another thing is I wanted to talk about here is the word natural. So many products, you read them and they'll say natural. And natural is a word that means it hasn't even been picked off the tree. It means nothing, essentially. And what they use, when they use the word natural on a product, that they're signaling to you, not purposely, that they cannot say organic. Okay, so why can't they say organic? It's time to dig into those ingredients or find out why they can't say organic if they have to say natural. Now, another thing that they do is don't be fooled when it says organic lavender or organic oil or something. They'll say, they'll put those organics in there and the ingredient list, say, oh, this is organic. But no, it doesn't say organic at the top. And if you look in there, well, there's a whole bunch of things that don't say organic. Well, what are they? And you need to find that out. And so the marketing tricks are something that we have to be aware of. So you want to be looking for the items that don't say organic and compare them with the Toxic 12. We have made business cards with a skincare on one side and then the Toxic 12 on the back side. So then you can carry it with you and maybe you can even recruit some people from the skincare department. Those guys are talking about these skincare things all the time, and they might like to know that maybe they'd like to change their career because they're marketing things that are going to make people have toxins in their body, leading to all of those diseases. So True Elements is one of the things that you can order on AutoShip. You get 10% off, and, of course, you can change it. Like I use some of these products a lot faster than I use others. And so my daily and night skin cream is usually on there all the time, but the others are not. I have to slip them in there when I need them. You can do that on AutoShip. So there was any other comments before I change the slide? There was once a child, and this child got in contact with too many toxins. And the child died. And the parents of that child wanted to do something about all of these toxins that had affected their little girl. And so they started a cause and a mission to make people more aware. Whoops. Stop my story. I forgot that I had just a quick in. I just clicked in another little part about the EcoCert, and the certified tariff products are at least 95% of those ingredients must be natural, of natural origin. It's a seal of a guarantee that these products contain no mineral oil or silicone, no emulsifiers, and that includes the PEG, which is over here on the polyethylene, number five on the list. No viscosity controlling agents such as a carbonate or whatever that is. No preservatives that include phenoxanthanols or parabens. No synthetic dyes, colors, or perfumes, nor no solvents that include propylene glycol. And so those are the things that EcoCert label means. You cannot, I don't think you can find the EcoCert label on anything. Tell us if you ever find one. Back to the story now of the little girl and the parents who began a cause, and that is Healthy Child, Healthy World. And here's the slide that shows that. There's a little picture of a healthy home. Today, and says, today we can, together we can change the world. And that's the kind of the theme that a lot of companies would like to be a part of. But Healthy Child, Healthy World has very, very strict testing products. And a company wants to be a part of this cause because if they have their name listed on the Healthy Child, Healthy World brochure, that is really good advertising for them that their products are organic and will not help or hurt children or hurt the rest of us. And so when Nikan found out about it, they wanted to be a part of it too, but Healthy Child, Healthy World people said, well, you have too many products because you have to pass all this testing, and that would not be likely that you're going to be able to pass with all those products. However, they said, well, go ahead and test them anyway, and they all passed because, of course, our products are part of our philosophy is that we shall have products that are healthy to us, healthy to the environment, and that's what we're about. And so NECAN is listed and in partnership with the Healthy Child, Healthy World Foundation. So we're pretty proud of that. And we have the environmental products, the Pure Air, and that will help with having the carpets and the drapes and everything help to get those toxins out of the room. And you can really tell with that air purifier, it has a light, and if something's bad in the room, that little light turns red. And it gets cleaned up, well, then it turns back to blue. And, of course, in our water, we talked about those. So we are very, very proud to be in partnership with Healthy Child, Healthy World and to be helping to keep the toxins out of everybody's world and make a difference with their health. yesterday we were talking about the toxins that cause inflammation and cause problems, and then we have our pH that we usually talk a lot about with the acidity of our foods. And we have with the list of things that are GM or which are a root or a part of the complex of MSG, we have things that you have to watch out for in your foods. And then we have how we eat and how much we eat. Again, working with the acidity in our body and helping us to maintain the best health and our best weight. And then we have our chart for 10 points and then able to do all of this. And so now I have one little note here, and this is journaling, and this is probably a note for me. You guys are influencing me to be better at journaling and stay on the track and So together, I think we can help each other to be stronger with this. So I just made a little note here about, actually I picked up a couple of these from someplace else, about journaling. Journal what you're feeling. And maybe I have some of the, I think it's usually on Wednesday, Mary Lou covers these things. But she's going to cover my day tomorrow, like I said. Journaling what you're feeling, note the date and the time when symptoms strike. We have that list of some of the symptoms. Write down what you feel. Make it concise, quick, and consistent, especially when there are issues, and write those down. Since I'm working on my blood pressure, I'm writing my blood pressure down now on a regular basis. Thank you, Donna, for really influencing me there. Where you went and what you did, that has to go along with the journaling part, because we need to know what we've been doing that might have caused that, because then and when it repeats, well, then we can do this again and we can find out if there's a trend. Jot down where you were and what you were doing when the symptoms flared up, and make a note of any triggers that you might have been exposed to. That's how we discover our sensitivity to MSG, or even wanting to know that it's there, and so we can avoid it. And then another thing is go high-tech. Discover how to find online programs and smartphone applications. So some of us like to use that method of tracking, and that's what Dennis likes to do. He loves it when he gets a little one and he can just plug in the numbers and what he was eating and that type of thing. And then keep a journal. And I had been wanting to organize and keep all my different things. I had one big notebook and everything was in there. I couldn't find it. So now I'm getting better at separating my health and my business information and my other stuff. Each thing has a category in a consistent place in a computer, a file, or a notebook. And something that I would be able to carry with me, because I think that would be a good idea, like Donna said, to take it to the doctor with me, should I ever go. So what suggestions and help in any of these areas? Does anybody have something to say about it?
Ruth, you know, I think sometimes we really forget all these wonderful products that we have access to. And I want to tell you, kind of give you a little update on me. I think you've all heard this, but I was in a car accident. It tore the cartilage in my sternum. They say I'll always have problems with that. Well, you know, when I got to hurting really bad last week, the one thing that came to my mind is I needed to put a backflex on. And I wore that 24/7 on my sternum. And it was amazing how it brought everything under control. Well, yesterday morning I thought, oh, it's not hurting me, so now I'm going to take it off. I'm tired of wearing this thing. Well, last night I was in so much pain that I could hardly move. And so I put the backflex on, and guess what? Here I am, not having a lot of problems. So I know that doesn't tie in with toxins, but I'm telling you, we have so many, you know, just like our water that will help purify or clean out our bodies, and the air filtration system and these wonderful skincare products, all of these things. And, you know, Clyde brought something to my mind the other day. He says, Karen, all you need can people get on there, and you love learning all these things, but how many people are you inviting to come on to that call so that they, too, can be exposed to the wonderful products of Nikon and be exposed to these wonderful ways of taking good care of our bodies. So I'm just saying, you know, for me, I've got to challenge myself to find out who I can bring on to these calls who are not necessarily already well informed about what Nikon products can do for you.
Well, thank you for bringing that up, Karen, because that's certainly been something that I've been trying to get across as well. We have got to bring more people on if we're going to make a difference in their lives. We can make a difference in our lives, but and business-wise, if we aren't bringing people to our calls, then how are we going to be paying for our products? We are not being we're not using it as a business building, and it definitely is supposed to be a business building tool for you, for all of us. And so,
well,
I'm happy to.
Off and on, I've shared with friends or somebody, you know, the things that we've been learning on here, and one gal says, oh, well, you need to teach a class on that at the church so that all the other women will learn about this. And actually, what I need to do is to get them to come onto this call so that they can enjoy all this good information and benefit themselves and their family with all of this.
Right, that's right. Thanks for
the invitation.
Pardon me?
I sent an email inviting Sue Morse to come to this and be on it, and an email just now came in thanking me for that.
Oh, good. Thank you, Kathleen. And the next week or two until April 2nd, I wanted to have a special drive to have people be ready to come on April the 2nd and start the second quarter with us. And then they'll be able to go through, and then they can invite people, and each quarter particularly that we bring new people on, and that's one of the reasons why I want to divide up. Okay, we've done one quarter. Now we need to have a drive to everybody have at least one new person, but hopefully for you, more than one, and bring them on the call, and or onto the recordings, and we'll have these on the website so that they can look at them while they're listening to the recordings. But then we need to talk to them and see how they're doing, probably, so that they can know if they're staying on it, if they're not on the website. So I challenge everybody to drive for April 2nd and have some people. And undoubtedly, you need to have 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 to be able to maintain somebody who is going to be realize the value and really want to stay with it and begin sharing as well. Okay. Our time's up, and I've got to run. So thank you for being with us, and
we're going to
do you have anything,
Ruth?
Well, we've got the bases covered here.
I know that.
Thanks, Ruth.
Yeah, you're helping cover. You're welcome. Thanks for being here, and thanks for helping cover.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ruth.
Yeah. You're welcome. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Have a great day.